Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The White House is setting aside more than $500 million to battle this year's most pressing global health crisis, the Zika virus. The Obama administration announced it will use money originally set aside last year to fight Ebola and redirect it to fighting Zika because Congress has yet to approve Obama's almost $2 billion request. Here's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest yesterday.
We need a lot more resources to make sure we're doing everything we possibly can to protect pregnant women in the United States of America. That shouldn't be a controversial notion. In fact, it's a common sense one. And it's going to seem pretty common sense if and when we reach this scenario where there is genuine public panic about the spread of this disease.
Now that the World Health Organization, the WHO, says it has proven a link to microcephaly, the dangerous birth defect, women of childbearing age in many affected countries are, if not panicking, at least frightened. In February, the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, said two U.S. women infected with Zika had chosen to have abortions. But in Latin America, most women don't have that choice. NPR's South America correspondent Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Brazil. Lourdes, start with where we are. How many people are affected in that region?
Well, we don't really know because there's no widely available rapid test yet for Zika. But here in Brazil, they estimate up to 1.5 million people could have been infected at some point. In Colombia, it's around 60,000. In Venezuela, it's kind of anyone's guess because the government has been so secretive. But estimates range between 5,000 cases and 400,000 cases. So, you know, in short, it's a regional problem and a big priority.
So now the WHO is saying that there is scientific consensus, not just a speculation, that Zika is causing this very dangerous birth defect. An infected woman can transfer it to her fetus. So what are the questions that rise there? Start with abortion. What are the abortion restrictions?
Yeah, abortion restrictions in Latin America vary. It's a big region, but by and large, they are very restrictive. You know, it ranges from a full ban in places like El Salvador and Chile to serious restrictions in places like Brazil. Here in Brazil, there are only a few reasons you can legally have an abortion. So rape, incest, if the child has a rare condition that means it could not survive outside the womb. And it's only fully legal in four countries in Latin America. So, it varies very much, but by and large, extremely restrictive.
You know, some of the other countries that outlaw abortion entirely, Nicaragua, Honduras, the Dominican Republic. But staying with Brazil, you know, we're understanding that there is an outcry for loosening the abortion restrictions, but maybe it's going the other way?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Zika's kind of moved the debate on abortion in both directions. So activists here in Brazil put forward a Supreme Court petition to allow abortion in the case of microcephaly. And what you've seen on the other side is powerful evangelical legislators in the conservative Congress here actually try and tighten abortion legislation. So you're seeing a sort of push and pull thing. You know, in Colombia, though, the attorney general proposed a bill that would permit abortion in the first 6 months of pregnancy. But that's really, I think, an exception. In most of Latin America, the Zika crisis really hasn't moved legislation on the issue.
Well, meanwhile, these are very Catholic countries, and we've seen pictures. We know women are having these children born with this brain defect. I'm sure there are women who would not choose to have the abortion, who would choose to have the birth.
Absolutely. These are very religious areas. It's not only Catholicism that holds sway here, but a growing evangelical movement. And they hold to what they call the sanctity of life. They believe that every fetus is an unborn child, and that child deserves to live in whatever conditions God chooses. So, you know, you have people who absolutely, because of a matter of faith or personal choice, choose to have children with microcephaly or indeed other illnesses.
Well, but on the other hand, there are, as we've said, activists. What are they saying in their demands?
Yeah, you know, for abortion rights activists, the issue is not only about abortion. It's about access to contraception and a lot of other stuff. You know, women are being told because of Zika not to get pregnant. But activists point out women in this region don't have a choice often when they get pregnant. This is a region with a lot of sexual violence towards women, incredibly high levels of teenage pregnancy, and women often don't have access to contraception. You know, they point to Venezuela. Activists say because of the economic crisis, a pack of condoms there can cost upwards of the equivalent of $150. So, you know, how are you going to protect yourself in those circumstances. And they point to that and they say that's why abortion needs to be an option.
Well, it's interesting because some governments have asked people not to get pregnant while this crisis exists. But that's what we're hearing, that some women are saying, how do you suggest we do that if they don't have access to contraception?
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting. People are talking about whether or not there's been an uptick in abortions here in the region. Of course, it's difficult to know because all of this is illegal. But, you know, just this week here in Rio, police raided a clandestine abortion clinic and the two doctor and the patient were arrested and they're all facing jail time. And in Brazil, some estimates say 1 million women a year terminate pregnancies secretly. What we do know at the moment is that a group called Women in Web, they've been sending abortion pills to women who request them in Latin America. And they say that now, because of the Zika crisis, they've received many more requests.
That's NPR's South America correspondent, Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. Lourdes, thanks as always.
You're welcome.